Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm waiting for my twisted sister Eileen to come in with us. And I just like to say, we did have a new moon that came in yesterday on the 20th, and this is a time, you know, when you should really start releasing the old and making room for the new that you want to come into your life. It's sort of a time of, I'm getting like cleaning, you know, cleaning up your act, cleaning your area, cleaning your, you know, your internal house and your physical house. This is a time that you really have to, you know, put those intentions out there to what you're wanting. Because I'm getting, you know, you're almost there. You're almost on the path that you're seeking. So it's a really exciting time, and make sure you take advantage of it. The energy is coming in, like, really, really fast. So set your goals. You know, maybe you need to have new routines and habits, and it's really going to help with this beautiful fall season. So I'm getting, you know, for you guys, this is going to be, a big time of manifestation, especially in regard to abundance, money that you're wanting. So make sure that, you know, that your intentions, they're in alignment with what you're really desiring. This is going to be a beautiful, beautiful time. And you know what? This is a time to be bold. And if you want something, you know, put that intention out there. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Okay? So make sure that you guys, you know, if you have anything that you've got to let go of, you know, let go of it and create room for your new story. And really, you know, think about what you're wanting and only focus on that year, because the energy is, it's coming in as a beautiful wave of energy, and it's going to come in rather fast. And with that being said, I think I'm going to go over to the phone lines, and I'm going to pick up our first caller. Hello, area code 256. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hello, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Good, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better.
Well, you know what, Kimberly? I figure it's you, because I was getting some messages, and I'm thinking, now, who are these messages for? And, of course, who other than the wonderful Kimberly? Have you been thinking about having a career change, hon?
Yes.
Okay, because I see it on the horizon, and I was mentioning, you know, the new moon with the new energy coming in and everything, and this is a really positive time for you, okay? And make sure, you know, you're thinking about what you're wanting, because what I'm getting is your passion is going to be at the center of this change that's coming to you. You're going to have good news coming. It's on the horizon. It's going to be a positive, you know, change in regard to career, and it's really going to be, you know, like focused around your true passion and your life's purpose, Kimberly. So have you been, you know, focusing on that area?
I have. In fact,
awesome.
I am going to an open house for a school that I've been looking at. But I've also been looking for a different job, because the one I'm in right now is a burnout for me.
Right, and I'm getting, you know, that's coming, because the universe is saying, Kimberly, it is time to really, to think about changing jobs, is what I'm getting. I'm even getting, like, this new passion is blooming, like, in your life, like a beautiful flower, and with it comes abundance, okay? Somewhere down the line, even, I'm getting, you know, you may even consider, you know, self-employment. It could start off very slowly as just, like, a smaller aspect of your life and then let it grow. But this is a time to really be honest with yourself, Kimberly. Clearly, you want, you know, about, like, you know, in regard to your life, for yourself and with others. And you've got to watch, because sometimes things aren't always as they seem, you know, as we're looking at them. Okay? So take time and really, you know, go within and find the clarity that you're seeking and that you truly deserve. And I mean, maybe it means like having a heart-to-heart talk with yourself or a loved one. And you've got to be honest about what it is that you're needing compared to what you're needing. You've really got to, you know, consider what it is that Kimberly is wanting. And once you have a clear idea, you're going to manifest these beautiful new possibilities. Okay?
Okay.
So be honest with yourself, afraid to talk, you know, openly with others. Have you made a list, like, of your desires and your needs?
I made a list, and I did a new moon ceremony. But it wasn't a long list. It was, like, the main objectives that you're talking about right now.
Beautiful. And what I'm getting, Kimberly, there may have been obstacles that, you know, presented themselves to you, and that's just to give you a little time, you know, just to think about the financial changes that are coming to you, and they're coming to you as positive changes. So there's a little bit of temporary distractions around you, and it's just giving you a little bit more time to basically reflect on your desired goals, okay? So don't let this get you down or anything, because it's going to be, I'm getting new and exciting opportunities are coming for you, okay? There's going to be a lot of growth around you. This is going to be major change, okay? And there may be some challenges, and the challenges are saying, hey, Kimberly, we're here to show you what no longer serves your highest purpose, okay? So you really got to step into your power, step into that power, and really let go of any limiting beliefs that you have right now, okay?
Right.
Because they no longer serve you. Your destiny is beautiful. So you've got to really, you know, you've got to get into alignment with it. And money's going to come, and it's going to come sooner for you by doing what you love, okay? I don't know if you've thought about, you know, working with someone, maybe a partner, because I'm getting that could, you know, that could be helpful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, there's so many different possibilities for you. But the main thing is working harder is not going to mean more money, okay? You have a beautiful light shining upon you. And, Kimberly, when you do what you love, you're going to see, like, the money's going to follow, you know? Live with passion and a positive attitude, and things are not as bad as you may think they are right now, and they are changing as we're speaking. So everything is, it's really phenomenal. And if you could hold on, I think my twisted sister is landing right now, Kimberly.
Okay.
Hello, twisted sister. We're here with Kimberly.
Woohoo! Hi, Kimberly. This is Eileen.
Good.
Crazy busy day. I will let DC continue. Thank you for bringing me on.
We have a beautiful. Beautiful woman here that knows what she wants. Eileen, we have a beautiful woman here that knows what she wants. She did a new moon ceremony yesterday, and I was talking a little bit about the energy of yesterday's moon coming in, the new moon, and it's really a time of, like, you know, letting go of limiting beliefs, cleaning your house, whether it's your internal house, your physical house, letting go of what no longer serves you. This energy is going to come in like waves of energy, so you really got to get clear on what you're wanting. And Kimberly's a step ahead of everybody here, it seems. She's doing this already, you know?
I will say I went to a Buddhist temple for a meditation yesterday. And, you know, there's a lot of energy going around. Something kept touching me on the top of the head when I was there, and that was kind of interesting. But it just showed me that the energy really was moving around a lot. And I'm actually seeing a few things for our caller here. What I'm showing is actually a couple of big things that are coming up for her. That, you know, a lot of success is really going to come from this past dedication that she's been putting in and creating the energy around her. She's creating that energy around herself, and she is making it happen for herself. And so, you know, kudos to you. You really do need to celebrate your accomplishments and be proud of yourself. Like you said, you do that clearing at the new moon and, let go of things that are not serving you. Set your intentions. The new moon is really for setting intentions. And then, you know, you kind of put it on the spotlight at the full moon or at the new moon. And then when the full moon comes along, release that, you know, you've held that, you hold it in your thoughts, you build that energy around you, and then at the full moon, you go ahead and release it, and you give it up to the universe, and then allow them to align it with just the thoughts that you've had and the way you've been thinking about it. But I really am seeing in several areas, big areas, that you really need to acknowledge your own self for the accomplishments that you've made, because you've really done a lot, and you have to allow yourself the admiration. It is okay to admire your work. It's like when you do gardening and you've worked your tail off all day long weeding and cleaning it up and making those flower beds look as lovely as they can. You must always take the time to stand back and admire your work. It's very important to do that. But know that things are coming around for you. You have a lot of love in your life, and in fact, there may be someone special in your life or coming in that is really going to be a lasting love, that there is going to be a real firm commitment there. It's going to be choices that are made deeply from the heart, and it is going to resume and return good health to your relationship with yourself and with others around you by having this energy around you. And that's what I have for you today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful. And Eileen, I agree with you. Kimberly, I see a new relationship coming your way.
You do? Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
It's going to be.
But the angels are saying, but you know what, Eileen, the angels are saying, now is not the time to focus on finding love. She's got to start by really, really focusing on her career first. And as we know, Kimberly is magnetic. She's very intelligent. And she's going to, she's going to just pull that beautiful partner in, and life is going to get better and better. But now is the time really to focus on career, Kimberly, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah, and truly, I agree with DC, too. That is what I'm seeing, is that you've really been working hard. You've had a lot of successes. You need to acknowledge yourself and be grateful for the work you've done. Acknowledge that you've done the work. Pat yourself on the back. Knowing that you've done good, allow yourself to be in the spotlight. Reward yourself for that hard work you've done. I mean, really acknowledge it. Admire the work you've done. As you do that and you grow within yourself, the core of yourself grows in that pride, that's when that lover is going to come in. That's when you're going to attract that love into your life. And it's going to be through the way you carry yourself and the accomplishments that you've had. They're going to admire you too. And they're going to admire you so much that they're going to want to be with you. And that is what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
Yes. And Kimberly, I'm actually seeing that you might meet someone at work. So maybe when you get your new job, okay, and then I'm hearing romance and the perfect, the ideal soulmate is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just focus on you, focus on work, and let everything, just fall into place.
Okay.
I'm getting the letter D around you. It could be a first name or it could be a last name, and I've been getting it's going to be someone that comes in to help you, but I'm getting the letter D. D as in David. So if it doesn't make any sense right now, just, write it down somewhere and then, keep it where you can see it. And then when they come in, you'll remember the message, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Kimberly, thank you for calling us this evening. And we're honored to, give you our angel messages. And I hope you let us know how everything is going and stay in touch with us, Kimberly.
I definitely will. And thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Angel blessings.
All right.
Still blessing, hon. Awesome. Eileen, are you ready for another call?
Yeah, certainly am.
Okay. Area code, my thing is bouncing again here. Area code 262, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Hi. Hello,
Michelle.
Hi,
Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So do you have a question for us, or would you just like to know what your angels would like you to know today, your guides, guardians, and angels?
I think what they would like me to know.
All right. Perfect. Well, today must be a day of love, because that seems to be what I'm getting a lot of. I see a serious commitment really coming your way. There actually has been something that's kind of pulled you apart from this person. And there needs to be some forgiveness and coming around to a resolution. And as you know, as everyone well knows, the only way you can come to resolution is really by true and honest and pure communication. So you have to come to a state of forgiveness through communication, and don't pretend there isn't a problem, because pretending there isn't a problem is action. And if your action is to pretend that something's not a problem, then the action that's going to, the snowball effect that can come through with that is not necessarily going to be pretty. Part of this that I'm seeing is that you need to kind of resolve things for yourself. Communicate with yourself and resolve how you feel about things, and then communicate those feelings to this other person. Because that's really what's going to help the healing. And as that happens, then this particular relationship is actually going to be one where you can commit to each other fully and honestly in many ways. The next thing I have for you is that you do need to protect the fruits of your labor, though, because there is challenges that are going to lie ahead for you. And so you must know that you must be conservative about things and make sure that you've protected everything that you know that you have or that you've prepared for, because these challenges can be tough. And I'm seeing it has to do with your environmental conservation. So, you know, make sure that you're not being frivolous about overuse of things, that if you can recycle, plastics or this or that, make sure that you continue to recycle, that, just throwing things willy-nilly also has to do with throwing our own energy willy-nilly. If we don't care about our environment, then we don't care. We don't care about ourselves. We don't care about the fruits of our own labor and how hard we try to think if we're just willing to, you know, toss things to the wind and let them fly away. I also see that there has been some area. There's actually another person, and I don't know if it's the same person that the commitment was talking about or not. But there is someone that, and I'm actually feeling that it might be someone else. There's someone in your life that you have to walk away from. They really have been dishonest with you. You haven't really wanted to realize it. It's hard to accept when you're a pure and honest person. You think everyone comes from that same thought, same state of mind that you come from. How else could they live with themselves? You couldn't, right? I mean, that's just how it is. And and we have a tendency to think that other people do think like us. But on the other hand, we know that there is conniving people out there that will smile at you, tell you they love you, and then go run to the next person. And then the next day come back to you and say, oh, I just love you so much. And you don't even know that this is going on behind your back. So, I mean, you know, that's an example of a dishonest association. So once you've realized it, though, your really best choice for happiness is to move forward, to disassociate from this person. It's just never going to be worth it. What you receive in the long run is never going to hold as much value, because you're going to always desire this person to be honest, and they just don't have it in them. They're just not that person. They're not like you. And something my mother always taught me, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. So if you have friends that are being dishonest, and you're not getting along with them, it's because they're not like you. And we are, like attracts like. And really, to be happy, you should hang out around with people that are similar to you, that are like you. And so I believe you know who that person is that I'm talking about. And you just need to cut the ties, cut the chains. I know it's hard, especially if you love them, because your heart is pure, your love is pure. And guess what? Saddest thing is, you're always going to feel that way about that person. You're always going to love them. And you're never going to understand why they weren't honest. Why, you know, how hard is it to be honest? It's really not very hard. It's easier, actually, because you don't have to hide lies. But that person isn't. And so just go ahead and cut the ties. Now, for you personally, I see a lot of flow of prosperity coming your way. You do need to stay focused on work and doing the right thing, making that, you know, serious, you know, commitment to your labors, knowing that your fruits of your labors are yours and you've worked for them and you honor them, and that you need to stay focused on them. But you also have the power of joy. So I want you to do just that. Joy is above, the energy of joy is actually above love. When people talk about, there's a lady named Christine Sheldon that I think her program is called Lover Above. And that is because there is different levels of happiness that are above joy or above love. And joy is one of them. And what I'm seeing is that you have that power of joy to bring joyous times to yourself, joyous energy where you feel joyful and happy. And you have that power to bring to others. And that is actually one of your greatest callings, is to bring that joy and flow of prosperity and happiness to others. So anytime you can, find that level of joy and share it with others. And that's the message I have for you from your angels today.
Wow. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I hope
I
that
did
all resonates. Yeah, that's
it
what
is.
They want you to know.
Yeah, I did already in Zoom.
Good.
Okay,
and
this
is
DC. I'd like to add a little bit that I received. Yes.
Okay.
I also got, you know what, taking time to reconnect with, you know, someone, a partner possibly. And what I was getting as well, it's sort of like a second time around. And I'm getting, you know, the other person, their motives may have been different than yours. They may be questionable, or maybe they're not. They may be just, you know, not in alignment with yours. So communication is really going to be key to, you know, really deciding whether this person is really in integrity or not, okay? In saying that, I'm getting the letter A around you. I don't know if it's a first name or a last name, but I'm feeling like A is going to be there to help you in some way, okay? This is a time for you to break away from what you're fearing, okay? And really, you know, think about what you want, okay? But I did hear the word soulmate around you. And just know that everything is going to work out, you know, perfectly in regard to your love life. The future looks really beautiful for you, okay? But it's a time for you, hon, that you've got to make a decision. You've got to be clear on what you want, and then you've got to take action, okay? The angels are with you. They're going to help you if you ask them, you know, for a little bit of help. But you've got to make sure that you don't procrastinate and really not have any sort of like unrealistic expectations as well, is what they're showing me. Okay? We have Archangel Ariel coming in, and she's considered the angel of strength. She's going to help you to really have the self-confidence you need. And I'm getting the word forgiveness. Okay? And she's going to, you know, help see aspects within yourself that cause you to sometimes worry or maybe be a little bit impatient, okay? And she's going to help you to really move forward because you're stronger than you believe that you are. And the situation that you now find yourself in, it's going to require that you, you know, take a soft and sensitive approach. But you're going to stay strong as well because Archangel Ariel is with you. You're going to have the self-confidence you need. And I'm getting, again, like you said, the word forgiveness, to forgive everyone involved, including, you know, including yourself. And then you're going to be able to, you know, really make that decision, you know, in the proper way. But you've got to stand up for what you're believing in. You have to have confidence. You've got to, you know, claim that personal power. And then we have Archangel Michael saying, everything is going to work out fine for you. You're going to have a very happy ending. Everything's going to come full circle. It may be, you know, time to move on to something new. But this is going to be an amazing time for you. Okay, and Archangel Michael is walking with you, and he's going to help you really to, you know, to have the strength, and there's going to be growth in regard to this journey as you evolve as well. But it's sort of like you're at the right place at the right time, and you are going to be happy. You know, happily ever after is what I'm getting. And I'm actually seeing that you may be doing some international travel.
Ah.
So I don't know if that's, you know, been something you've been thinking about, but I'm getting that that's, you know, part of the possibilities, okay?
I'm going
and
to Mexico
you're really
gonna
have
in November.
A,
where are you going?
Okay.
Mexico.
Where are you going?
Mexico, Cancun.
Oh,
very nice.
International.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what I'm getting, hon? Make sure that you, you know, that you make choices from your mind as opposed to your heart. Okay?
Okay.
You know, come from the mind, and then you can follow your heart. But I'm getting there's going to be important relationships that are, you know, be possible right now with you know, with you. So have, like, that long-term vision, okay? And Archangel Gabriel, you know, she's coming in, and she's going to help you to have that courage. Everything looks beautiful for you, okay? So just allow the angels to help you. And I'm getting, you know, I'm getting, like, your journey is going to be that your ideal soulmate, okay? This person that's going to be
okay.
with you is mature, dependable, romantic, very kind. Also, like, you know, is going to be, like, the protective, you know, mate that you're wanting, compassionate
mm-hmm.
and yet gentle, okay? So he sounds like the perfect, you know, the perfect person, the perfect partner. So just,
mm-hmm.
you know, make sure that you look at things, you know, and allow everything to be heard before you decide, you know, if it's not good or if it is good. Because I am getting, you know, relationships are going to reach new and greater heights, okay? But the person that you're going to be with is going to be the ideal person, okay? And I'm just seeing, like, all these little hearts floating around you. Your finances are improving
uh-huh.
as well. And the angels are saying, please, you know, whatever you do, don't question the good fortune that's around you, okay? Have faith now.
Okay.
Take care of yourself. And everything is going to work out great for you, hon. So that's what we have for you this evening. Please let us know how everything goes and stay in touch with us.
Can I just clarify one
thing?
Thank you. Are you both saying that it's somebody that I already know or that this is someone new? Because I was sort of confused about
that. Well, you've got to make that decision. You've got to research it
okay.
a little bit.
Okay, well, I love
okay,
that.
But what I'm getting is when it's, you know, when you find the proper decision, you're going to make the right decision, okay? You're going to have, like,
okay.
the relationship of your dreams. My dog Ginger came in. She's throwing three little silver coins in a slot machine, and I'm seeing one heart, two heart, three heart. So you're going to hit the jackpot in love, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, honey.
You both are just...
Take care now.
Wonderful. You
Thank
too.
You.
God bless you both.
Thank you.
Angel blessings.
Aw. All righty. Are we ready for another one, Eileen?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Hello, 914. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
I was
Hello.
Just listening. Hi. Hi, Eileen. I was just listening. It's Kat. It's okay. You can take
Hi.
Another call.
Yes,
I was
it
just
is.
Enjoying your show.
Beautiful. Would you care for an angel message?
You know what? If you have one for my mom, I think she really could use that.
Okay.
Oh.
Eileen?
All right. Let me pull that up.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I see that... Wow, the sun is really shining on her. She's got a lot going on right now as far as the things that she has in her mind that she's kind of been creating and making plans about. She's had some amazing ideas, and those are going to lead to some really wonderful rewards for her. And she's actually going to be recognized for this amazing work that she's doing. It's going to bring her great, I can't even talk today, bring her a lot of gratitude for the blessings that she's given others in this lifetime. But, you know, kind of it's really like the sun is rising in a certain area for her that has to do with some ideas that she's been having in the past. And so I really see some other people really recognizing what she's done to help out others. And again, great success is going to come her way, and it's going to come from the dedication that she's had and the self-discipline that she's put in for so long. And she really just needs to celebrate those accomplishments of her life. She needs to allow herself to be in the spotlight. She never allows that. She's always the worker bee in the back. When somebody starts handing out compliments, she drops her head and she just starts working just a little bit harder rather than really, you know, getting up on the horse and riding and going, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And she needs to do that at this point in her life and accept those accolades that are coming her way because it's time for her to receive those. She finds great blessings. I'm seeing that she finds great blessings in her current situation that she's in right now. But she doesn't like it when too many things are happening at once. She is a successful multitasker. She just doesn't like things, the way the world is going. Things are just happening too fast. She doesn't like that. She wishes they'd slow down. But she really is finding great blessings in her current situation that she's in right now, as far as the way life is going on, the ease and grace in which she is allowed to enjoy life and take life and prosper from the life that she really is happening now. And so trying to get a little bit more here. But, you know, overall, she is finding great balance in her life. And she needs to continue, though, her prayers. She prays. And mm-hmm. she needs to, continue that prayer time. That's part of what has given her the ease and grace to move forward to the point where she is right now and really move forward. And that's what I have for her tonight. DC, what do you have?
Thank you.
You're welcome. DC? We love
yes, I'm
that.
Here. I'm here. I'm seeing your dad. Your dad is around you and your mom. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing your mom in the kitchen and she's cooking. That's what he was showing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that your mom is in the kitchen. And and he's saying, you know what? He's asking that she fixes like a favorite meal that you guys enjoy together, you know, and set a place thing for him. Okay? And then raise your glass, have a special, toast to him, what maybe some dessert that, you guys all like together. But he's just wanting to, share a meal with, you and your mom, hon. And he's telling your mom, I'm not that far away. Lena, I love you. You know, when you think of me, I'm right there with you. I'm next to you. I'm by your side. I'm here right now. Okay, so I'm getting mom, like when she does think about him, she sort of hears sounds. Like in her, she could hear it, and it's your dad,
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when she, says his name or thinks about him and stuff, he's there, okay? And he loves to watch her in the kitchen is what he's showing me. And sometimes it gets hard for her, and I see her, like, crying and wiping her eyes a little bit. And he's saying, he's there, and he's, putting his shoulder there for her to just, to cry on. He said, it's okay to cry because crying is very healing, okay?
Yeah.
But he loves the two of you, and like I said, he's there. And I'm also seeing, I don't know why I'm seeing sunflowers, but he's showing me sunflowers.
My grandfather used to plant those, my mom's dad.
I was getting sunflowers too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm seeing all these little lights. Do you guys light a lot of candles?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of little candles, and he's saying, please don't worry. Everything is going to be all right. And when he said that, Katerina, I thought of you because I'm seeing all the beautiful new that is, like, ushering into your life right now, like the new energy. And he's there with you as well. Just let your mom know. Like I said, he's there with you, and please, you know, pretty like soon, maybe over the weekend even, you know, have that little dinner or something and set a place setting for him. And he wants the two of you to have courage and faith to go forward right now because, Katerina, you're moving so fast in a new direction. Okay?
Wow.
And these new beginnings are amazing. And he's saying, you know, you can do this. He has, you know, he has so much faith in you, you know. So just he wants you to go forward. And it's sort of like, you know, like this is your destiny. You were meant to step onto that beautiful stage, Katerina. Okay?
Thank you.
So your dad is going to be there as all this comes about. He's there with the two of you, okay? So please, you know, just know. And I'm seeing, like, white roses. I don't know what that means, but he's showing me white roses.
I think when he passed, we put white roses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he loves the two of you and wants you to know that he's there. He's not, you know. As soon as you think about him or say his name, he's there with the two of you, Katerina. And he just wanted to let you too know that, you know, this is an amazing time for you. You know,
thank
and just
you.
Remember that, you know, you are a soul having a, you know, a human experience. So you're a soul, you know, that comes in a human body, but you are a soul. And he's asking you to don't forget that, Katerina, you know.
Yeah.
And he's saying a father's love, there's nothing stronger than a father's love. And he's, you know, he's reaching down in your hand, Katerina, you know, and he loves you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
Putting his arms around you, a little hug. And
I have one more little thing for your mom, and that is she needs to stop cursing at things. You know, cursing at the situation is kind of how it's referred to. And she needs to recognize the blessings that she has. What happens is when she curses, oh, damn it, why did that happen that way? Or blah, 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 you know, how, you know, some people will be. And I don't know your mom if she's like that or not, but I believe by what this message I'm getting is that she has a tendency to, you know, oh, darn that thing. Oh, damn, how did that flow that way? Blah, blah, blah. And what happens is she is blocking good energy from flowing towards her, and that energy of that cursing the item is creating the flow of that energy. And things like that will fester and grow, and it will feel like things are worse. So within, you know, so each time she does that, she needs to be more supportive and healing of her own self and her thoughts. And so that things do flow towards her and recognize the blessings that she has because they are abundant. And so she has a tendency to more curse things rather than praise and acknowledge the gratitude of the abundance that she has. So tell her that is something she needs to work on. It will bring her much greater happiness each and every day. And that was something additional I was told to tell you. I don't know if that resonates with her or not, but I was told to tell you that.
She gets frustrated from time to time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Katerina, I'm getting letters A and J around you.
A and J?
A and J. Yeah, so just hold on to those letters. I believe there will be people coming in and they'll be helping you.
Okay. Well,
and
thank you.
Reassure your mom that everything is going to be fine, and she's just got to trust because she's, you know, she's been praying. She's put those intentions out there, and her prayers are being answered, okay? Mother Mary is with her, wrapping a beautiful blue blanket around her, and she's asking your mom to just give her her worries and her cares and trust that, you know, everything will happen in divine timing. And that's what we have for you guys tonight, Katerina.
Thank you. God bless you both. I just think it's amazing. Seriously, whenever I just, like, listen, it's like I'm just supposed to talk to you because I didn't even press one. You know, I was like, oh, I heard the beep,
And
I was like, oh,
just,
I think they're talking to me. So I just think it's
okay,
so
and the angels are coming
so
in.
Divine.
They're saying not the letter A, the letter
everything.
B.
I'm sorry.
Katarina, they said to me, not the letter A, the letter B. So the letter B as in boy and then J. B and J. Okay, so.
Could B be
I was
the
saying
last
A, but they were
saying,
oh, it could. Yes, it could
be
a first or last name. B as in boy and then
oh,
J as in John.
Oh,
so
I know too. I know too. I actually know a beginning B and an end B.
Okay, well, B and then J. The letter J as in John. J too. So. Hold on to those letters.
Oh, those
I just get the letters. I don't know what they mean.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Do you see
okay.
That's somebody's exact initials? Oh, wow. Wow, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Well,
I had to acknowledge
what,
that. Yeah,
okay,
that's
what the angels are giving us.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Just please give your mom a big hug and a kiss. For, we miss her, and it,
I will.
It's so
thank
beautiful
you
to
both
hear your voice.
So much. Thank you.
All
love
right.
You both.
God bless.
Thank you. Right. Many blessings.
Thanks. It's a blessing.
Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
Oh, that was... Okay, Eileen, we're on our way to another caller.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Area code 780, you're live, Angel Antex.
Hey, EDC, thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Eileen. Great to meet
hi,
you both.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
And,
it's,
and what's
Jay
your name?
Caller. It's Jay.
Jay?
Yeah, I'll call from Canada.
So, Jay, do you have a question for us tonight?
Sure. My question is regards to a whole bunch of angel numbers I saw a couple of days ago. I had, like a lot of 888s. I had a 666, and I had at a gas pump, I had 000 and 222. And I just wondered what that's all about. And I just want my second question in regards to that is regards to had a really great experience of a workshop that my yoga teacher was hosting or I participated in about a couple weeks ago. But in between that workshop, which was a Saturday, I had a kind of a revelation, but things started to come together. I was at a sweat lodge, and it was a really, really beautiful experience that the teachings that I've been doing or that I've been practicing over the last couple of years came together. So I just wonder what the angels say about that.
All right. Well, I'm just going to give you what they're giving me as best as I can.
Sure.
Which is kind of all over the page. So it looks like there's a lot in here. Well, a lot of success has been coming to you, with, in regards to all the numbers and the different synchronicities lining up. From the dedication and discipline that you've been spending on yourself in celebrating life and what it has to offer and the good energies that it's been bringing you. The different numbers relate to different messages as far as, moving forward and the different levels of accomplishments that we've arrived at. Like 888 means that things are moving forward and continuing in a flowing pattern and that things are going to continue and do very well. When you start seeing nines, things have come to a completion. Things have reached their climax, and then you start seeing zeros because then things start starting over. What it means is we have different plateaus or different lessons that we have in this lifetime to learn. And as we move up through those lessons, we're often given messages of synchronicity that show us where we are in the stages of those lessons. So that's kind of what they go along with. The lower numbers are that, you're coming to a revelation like ones or, an awakening. Twos and threes are coming to a revelation of acknowledgement and really understanding what it is that you're working on or a certain area or how far you've come. To me, I find those numbers are how far you've come in different steps of different areas that you're working on. And they often relate to something maybe that you had just been thinking about. Like if you were thinking about the yoga class, how well you had done in it. And then you see the numbers, the three sixes come up. It means that, you have really moved into this situation.
meditation, you were fully engaged in it, and you are well on your way to accomplishing what it is that you want to through this activity or through these, whatever that thought is, whether it's, you know, practicing yoga, your job at work, your relationship with self and others, how far you've come through with that. So that's kind of how I see the numbers often aligning for myself. But I will tell you that a lot of good news is on its way for you. You've been making a lot of smart choices, and those are going to bring you through to a lot of success in the activities that you have been doing, which can really change up a lot of things. There is a situation that has gone on that there someone, a mentor of some sort, a male person, has been around you and really encouraging you lately. They've been showing themselves and just trying to help you along with just about everything that they can to really help you take charge of your own situation. And that's another thing that I see, is that it is time that you, and that's what it's showing, is that you have been taking charge of a situation, and you've been doing it in a powerful manner. I'm seeing like Moses standing there taking charge of parting the waters. You know what I mean? I mean, like, really taking charge, very powerful taking charge without really harming anyone else or others, which is very phenomenal. And I think you've had a male mentor that has been kind of encouraging you and moving you along that way. But it is moving you to an area of success where you're, you know, just going to ride that chariot into the arena, and you're going to see, you know, the acknowledgments that are coming your way, the kudos that you've deserved from all of your hard work that you've been doing. This is also going to bring you to a success and move you up into a different level. Now, aside from that, I see also in your life that it is really time for love, and really falling in love and making a serious commitment to someone. And what I'm really seeing is that twin flame is either in your life now, and that you just have to resolve through communication the acceptance of that. But they are very, very near. If you haven't met them, they are coming very, very near. It is your time for love to align. You've already done all the work on yourself right now, and so that's probably all the latter numbers, the sixes, the sevens, the eights, the nines that you're seeing. Those are the latter numbers that you've really accomplished the task of working on yourself. But know that that is something that doesn't end. That's now you've a habit that is now a daily routine, and you need to always keep that in your life, in your emotional balance self, that is balancing you to the point where you can accept love of yourself and love of someone else, and that it is time to bring that love into your life and acknowledge it and accept it and grow with it, because that's the next stage that you're meant to grow through. And that's the message I have for you. I hope it resonates with you.
Oh, it does. Thank you so much. It does. It does. I'm really appreciative of the validation that you gave me. Thank you.
Good. Great. Great. DC?
And Jay, this is DC. I'd like to add a little bit more.
Thank
I'm
you.
Getting this is a very fertile time for you, Jay. I see doors beginning to open for you right now. Okay, abundance is going to flow to you very easily, and the abundance is with the number 8. This is like everything is in the beginning stages. You've got to have a little bit more patience and let everything just grow. And in the interim, make sure you nurture yourself and whatever you're focusing upon, and just stay strong. And make sure that you take time to just breathe and smell the roses, okay? Don't, you know, take on more than you can handle. No, just instead of don't force things, go with the flow of the universe, okay? So if you rush around and you try to get, you know, this done and that done, and, you know, you're going to get burned out, and it's also going to be very stressful. And if you truly want to create things and accomplish things, the biggest thing the angels are saying, you've got to take time out just to play. If you're not playing, you're not having fun, you're not living in the moment, you're not in a state of joy, you can easily become disconnected from your divine connection. Okay? So make sure that you do something fun just for you. You've certainly earned it. And when you're done having fun, you're going to come back, you're going to feel more renewed, refreshed, and amazed at how things just move perfectly without, you know, any force, okay? And as we know, joy is the frequency of creation. So if you want to create, the easiest way to create is take out a little time and have some fun. I'm getting this is a beautiful time for you. It's a time of transformation. With that, you know, transformation can come some growing pains. Okay, so please just embrace the changes. They are going to be for the better. This is a time of enormous growth for you as well as change. It may feel at times a little chaotic, but you know what? It even may feel a little bit difficult, and this is only illusion. It's an illusion. So things are not going to fall apart. They're actually falling into place for you. And when all is said and done, you're going to have this beautiful new life with beautiful new adventures. Okay? So be open to the new ideas that are coming to you. Make sure that you surround yourself with positive, supportive people. And just, get, you know, embrace the change and, you know, feel it as if it's already here. I'm also getting, I don't know, I'm getting like your heart feels heavy, Jay. I'm getting, you know, is your heart on the mend? Because I'm feeling that you may have had, like, you know, some kind of heartache.
Yeah, it's been a really tough time with kind of moving away from my family because all the stuff they were pulling off, my mother's health,
okay,
and just just working with that too. Yeah, you're right about that.
Okay, so this is a time for healing for you. Okay, your heart is mending. Okay, so really be gentle with yourself. You know, and if you know others offer help, you know, really, you know, take the help. And you could, you know, you don't have to see the other people that you spoke about face-to-face, but you can, you know, ask their higher self to meet with you during one of your meditations, okay? Be gentle with yourself, you know, give your heart, the, you know, what it needs, and follow your heart wherever it does lead, okay? And I'm getting just, you know, make sure that you do, like, a little bit of healing on your heart chakra as well, Jay, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm also getting, you know what, you have such strength within you. I'm getting you have amazing personal power. You are stronger than you even give yourself credit for, okay? Do not let others take away your power with any kind of words or actions, okay? Stay determined. Keep going. You know, go after what you desire. If you need help, help is out there. And I'm getting, like, there's a divine army that's willing to stand behind you, okay? And
okay,
the angels are saying, don't give up before your miracle occurs, Jay. Take back your power. Believe in yourself, okay? And everything is going to work out for your highest and best. And that's what I have for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Very grateful for your messages and wisdom that you shared with me tonight. Thank you.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Angel
God
blessings.
Bless you, Jay.
Angel blessings.
Angel blessings.
Both. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Eileen, let's see. We have another caller. Okay.
All righty.
Area code 806, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name,
hello,
please?
Sure, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
Awesome. How are you ladies doing?
Good, good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, wanted to just check and make sure my relocation was still on track for first part of the next year. And
okay,
do you see me finding love shortly thereafter, or is it going to be another while?
Well, I don't know. I don't do well with timing other than order. I do order, but I don't necessarily do timing. And one of the reasons is that we've got that darn free will that gets in the way. I mean, if we could just stay out of the way and not use our free will, then the universe could just align things just the way it thinks it should. But because we do interject with that free will, we shake things up in the middle of their plans. So with that said, let's see what they have to tell you.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. It's actually really time for you to go after your dreams. It's, you know, be really optimistic and enthusiastic. Create that energy of change, knowing that it is your spring forward, and make changes. Make sure you walk through life with a smile on your face, just knowing that it's really time to go after your own dreams. And if you don't have any, then sit down, take time to meditate, ponder what it is, and create some. Guess what? The nice thing about dreams is it's the same as goals. If you don't have them and you don't set them, you have nothing to go for. But the glory about them is you can change them at any moment in time that you so choose, because they're yours and no one else can adjust them but you. But you can change them in an instant and change your dreams and your whole direction. So do something that really expands yourself and your horizon so that you can let your creativity take flight and you can really move forward and expand yourself. It's time for you to do that right now. Make sure, though, that, you know, as you do move forward, make sure that you take the time to review any contracts, because details are going to be important. So be careful about them. Make sure, you know, that you're going to not, you know, come out at the wrong end of the deal, that you are going to come out at the right end. Make sure that you look at all contracts fair and objectively and make a good assessment of them. That's going to be actually one of the most important things in these next few months of your life here. So, you know, you all will have to do a little bit of shielding and protecting yourself from some of the harsh energy as you put yourself out there. You're still going to have to shield and protect yourself, though, because even though we're displaying, we're going to live a good life, we're going to make that choice to have that good life, not everybody around has that same energy that you do. And so once in a while, there'll be, you know, an energy that's kind of going to vibrate against you in a wrong way. So make sure that you clear your own energy and shield yourself to keep yourself in that higher vibration. It is choosing peace and being in them, that choice of being in peace. And being in the laws, by being in that state, you actually become in the state of the law of attraction. That law of attraction, you've heard a lot of, you know, there's, you know, quite a few defining laws. So that the one that they, you know, talking about, the law of attraction, by having these positive perspectives that I spoke about, that is going to put you into that situation of being in the law of attraction. And good things are going to come your way with very little, just with you being in a happy place and holding that balanced energy of yourself in that happy place is naturally going to put you in a place of attraction, and good things will be attracted towards you if you stay in that state. Now, if you always get grumpy and move into a grumpy state, then so be it. The law of attraction works that way. That's the scary part about the law of attraction is, you know, a lot of people will hold themselves as Esther Hicks says, you know, just hold that positive thought for 17 seconds and that puts that into the law of attraction. Well, if for the next, you know, 44 seconds you have negative thoughts, where is the law of attraction going to be attracted to? It's, you know, it's going to be most attracted to that area. And so we do have to, you know, keep in that pot. But if you do that, then that law of attraction will come into you. When it comes to falling in love, I actually do see that you are going to be swept off your feet. There's no need to stay grounded in this situation. It's going to be, you're going to be in for the ride of your life, and it's going to be a very emotional experience. So enjoy that, and that's what I have for you tonight. I hope that resonated with you.
That sounds amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, and this is DC, hon. What I'm getting for you, I see the beautiful angels are all around you, and I'm getting your heart is going to be healed. And you are going to have a beautiful healing relationship, okay? But I have to ask you, were there some family issues as you were growing up? Because I'm seeing, you know, you with your mother and your dad and stuff, and maybe they didn't have the best of relationships, and maybe, you know, that's what you were seeing and building your relationships upon?
Right.
Okay. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to ask the angels to come in and really help you to, you know, let go of, you know, what you're holding on, you know, in regard to your parents, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to be able to have a beautiful relationship that you truly deserve. Okay.
DC?
So just...
DC?
Yes.
DC, can I interrupt for a minute? I actually have... I had a phone call come in, and it is a family situation, and I actually need to step off the line and take care of that. So I am going to
Okay, but I wanted to ask you, Eileen, you set the show for 2 hours.
I actually set it for an hour and a half just in case we went over.
Okay,
To be clear, we had a death in our family, and I have to speak to the person that called. So I have to leave the
call. Okay, hon.
Sure. I'm sorry,
no, that's
but
fine, hon. Take
it. It is a family emergency.
That's fine.
All right. All right. Yes. Thank you for understanding.
Light and love.
All right. God bless
you
all. Good night.
Okay, so what I was saying, please stay optimistic about your love life. Okay, allow the angels to come in. And really, you know, whatever you're holding on to, we want to get rid of that so that you can have the love that you so desire. Okay?
Okay.
They're going to give you steps to take, and you are going to start to manifest that beautiful relationship. But it starts with you. You've got to love yourself first, okay? When you love you, then others are going to, you know, you're going to send off these beautiful vibes, and they're going to be, you know, attracted to you. But the relationship that you have with you is the most important one you're ever going to have. So you've really got to start by loving yourself first, okay? And you've got to look at what you bring to a relationship, okay? The universal energies are with you. It's going to be beautiful. Just have faith, and like I said, ask the angels to come in. Your wishes of love are going to be granted, okay?
Okay.
Keep visualizing, you know, what you want in love. And I'm getting, this is close by for you, hon, okay? So I hope that's helped you. Please stay in touch with us at Angel Antics and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Sounds amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Angel blessings. Have a great night now.
Good night.
Night. Okay, let's see. Area code 816, you're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, it's Nettie. That's my name.
Nettie, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do, actually. I was wondering, like, what is my connection with Amber?
Okay. I don't know if the angels will answer that. Okay. I'm seeing hearts around the two of you.
Okay.
So I'm just seeing, you know, I'm hearing compassionate, emotional, kind, and I'm getting, like, hearts around you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see what else they're showing me. Okay, and whatever you're wishing for, it's coming to fruition, hon, okay? You don't have to force it. You just got to relax and just focus on what you're wanting, okay?
Okay.
So it's coming. You just have to focus on whatever it is that you're wanting, okay? But for you specifically, I'm getting that you sometimes are not able to say no, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really important. You can set boundaries and you could be loving as well. So make sure that, you know how to do that. I'm getting like something maybe was unresolved and it will be resolved. And the angels are saying, honey, that an impossible situation is going to turn into a passable one. So please let go of the anxiety that you're holding on to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And get in touch with that beautiful inner child. Invite her out to play. And that really helps, like, in all areas of life, okay?
Yeah.
Get out there and just, you know, enjoy life. Enjoy being in your own company. And you're going to see how amazing it is. When you come in, you're going to have so much clarity, okay? Your emotions are going to tell you everything that you really need to know, you know? So just, you've got to, you know, stay a little bit more centered. I'm getting, stay a little bit more centered and just stay a little bit more focused is what the angels, you know, they're asking me to tell you right now, okay? And I'm getting there's going to be a major change around. There's going to be a major significant change coming, okay? It's sort of like you're at the light, you know, you see the light at the tunnel right now. Just, you know, release whatever it is holding on to, release it, and allow the flow of energy to come into you, okay?
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, please, like, let go of what is no longer serving for you, for your highest and your best as well. Just let go of it, okay?
How do I do that?
Focus on what you want.
How do I let
Well,
go?
Just focus on what you want. You've got to give some space between you guys for right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And have a little bit more patience. I'm a little bit more patience, and it's really going to be helpful. And I'm getting there's going to be a positive and happy outcome, hon. I hope that helps you. But I see beautiful, beautiful light, you know, and positive energy around your situation. God bless you, hon.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep in touch with us in angel blessings. Have a great evening now.
You too.
Okay. Area code 262. I'm not sure if we've spoken to you yet.
Yes, you did. This is Michelle. Thank you.
Okay, Michelle. Well, I guess, you know what, this is the end of our show. I think we've handled all our callers. I thank you for calling in this evening as well as the other callers because without you calling in, our show wouldn't be possible. And I'm also getting for you, Michelle, the angels are coming in. And they, I think they have a little bit of a message. They want you to stay optimistic and look for the synchronicities that are coming your way. And they're saying, Michelle, it's your turn. You know, it's your turn now. It's your time to shine. Okay? So just,
wow.
You know,
thank
don't
you.
Be afraid to shine that beautiful light of yours upon the world. And I'm getting the letter C around you. Someone is going to come in and help you. And it could be a first name or a last name, but I'm getting the letter C, Michelle.
Okay.
Oh, you're so welcome. This is the time for you, though, to really, you know, connect with your imagination, follow your dreams, and whatever's going on right now, please do not let it interfere with your goals, okay?
Okay.
You create
okay.
reality. So make it a good one, okay?
Okay.
Make it a good one.
Can you tell us
Stay
how we can reach you?
Yes, you can reach me. I'm on Facebook, DC, then there's a space, and then it's love. You see the picture with my dog, Ginger. And also, I have a website, www.therealdclove.com. I could be reached there as well. And if anyone wants to reach Eileen, she too is on Facebook, Eileen Powers. And we look forward to personally connecting with each of you. If you'd like to take the time to, you know, schedule a full reading, we'll give you so much more than we could give you presently this evening. And I thank you, Michelle,
okay.
for calling in. And I want to wish everyone a beautiful and a happy evening. And please take the time now to really use this beautiful energy that has just come in yesterday. This is an amazing time for everyone. Good night, Michelle. Good night, everyone. I see Katarina's still on the call with us. I want to wish her a
Good
happy
night.
Evening as well. Good night, Michelle. Good night, Katarina.
Good night, lovely yes, soul sister. God bless you and yours.
Good night,
sister.
Thank you.
My mom, we wish you still blessed as well. We love your mom as well, hon. You guys
thank
take
you,
care
thank
and just
you. Your gifts
get ready
are so
for the
amazing.
Energy.
Just God bless you.
Katarina, I'm getting that your dad is around you and he wants you to visualize what you're wanting. and I see Archangel Ariel coming in. You have power and strength in your corner, and your dad is saying, my beautiful daughter, see it in your mind, believe it in your heart, and you are going to achieve it in your life.
Oh,
so your dad,
thank you. I'm
saying this to you and your mom, and he's just blessed that you called in today. He was waiting to connect with you.
So amazing. Seriously, it was just like that. You know, it just amazes me. I'm floored. I just have to say, I think your gifts are just increasing in strength. You know, that was just amazing. I was,
thank
like,
you.
When you were saying the person's initials, I was just like, oh, wow, that was so spot on. I can't even tell you. Pretty
soon. You know what, sometimes
people.
We have questions. Yeah, sometimes people will ask a question, and the angels, they may not even answer the question because they really give you what you need to hear, you know?
Mm-hmm,
so just,
mm-hmm.
You know, always be open to receiving what the angels have for you, you know? And I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, blessed evening. And again, Katarina, thank you again for calling us. And everyone, have a blessed evening. Angel blessings. And please connect with us again next Thursday. Again, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern for Angel Antics. Good night, everyone.